Now, today's GeoQuiz is fit for a queen. Queen Jinga once ruled what is today the African nation of Angola. The seat of Queen Jinga's power was Angola's largest city, where there's still a statue of the 17th century queen in Kinashi Square.
Jinga is, she appears to be very tall. Her head is lifted up, so she's looking out. She has bangles on her hand. Also, she has a battle axe. She was known for her military prowess. No one could use the battle axe like Jinga.
Elegant and powerful, Queen Jinga was rumored to have practiced human sacrifice and ruled with a heavy hand. During her reign, she often corresponded with the Pope, urging Rome to send more missionaries. So, can you name this African capital city where Queen Jinga took on powerful Portuguese invaders and lived to tell the tale? The answer to today's GeoQuiz coming up. For today's GeoQuiz, we revisit Angola's largest city, and we turn back the hands of time to the 17th century during the reign of Queen Jinga. Linda Haywood teaches African American studies at Boston University, and she's writing a book on the African queen.
When she was born, actually, there was just a few years into the Portuguese presence on the coast of Angola in the capital, which they named Luanda, which is still the capital today.
And the city of Luanda is the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Haywood says it was the center of activity back when British and French slave traders began to compete with the Portuguese along the coast of Africa. But Queen Jinga stood in their way. As they conquered land near what would become Angola, the Portuguese spent a lot of time wooing the queen. And in Luanda, Queen Jinga used all the power she could muster to try to negotiate treaties.
When Jinga arrived, she had a whole train of people. You know, she's dressed in her traditional robes. And when she comes in to negotiate, the Portuguese wants her to sit on a carpet on the floor. But she refused to do that. And she actually called one of her servant. She went on all fours. And Jinga, in fact, negotiated sitting up from the back of that, maid.
But negotiations failed, and Jinga led a war of resistance against the Portuguese for the next 30 years. Queen Jinga lived till the age of 80, dying in the 1660s. But her legacy was resurrected 3 centuries later during Angola's fight against Portuguese colonization. Haywood says Jinga was part of a strategy of the People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola, now Angola's ruling party.
When they started off, they had to find ways of mobilizing the population to join them in resisting the Portuguese. And one of the strategies that their own intellectuals in the party did was to look back in Angola's history for heroes and heroines. And Jinga was right there. They all knew about her.
Even today, says Haywood, Queen Jinga is right there in Kinashi Square, where newlyweds can often be seen posing and taking pictures in front of Jinga's statue.
Going to the statue, taking pictures there after they've been married in the church kind of legitimizes, their connection to the history to Jinga.
That's Linda Haywood, who directs African American Studies at Boston University. Today's GeoQuiz was produced by the world's intern, Zuzana Sitek. And if you come across historical statues that tell a story about a place in the world, we want to hear about it. Write to us at theworld.org.